This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, author of the new bestseller, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which is like a protest movement in a little five-minute book. A book, literally, you could read an hour and then spend 5 minutes a day conducting a guerrilla warfare campaign against the left. And I give you not only the way to do it, the instructions on how to do it, but also all the contact information, all the names, everyone you need to go after, and all the biggest woke and liberal corporations in America that we spend our money at, waste our money at, make them rich, make their stock go up, make their CEO get $10 million a year in salary, plus $50 million a year in stock, and another $50 million in options, and instead we can cut them off at the knees and starve them all. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. 5 minutes a day from the comfort of your home, you could be like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I teach you how to do it. Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I got this this email today from one of the fans of the show, Steve, who sends me a lot of emails every day. Steve. Steve says, Wayne, exclamation point. Do not let Rachel Maddow or anyone else rewrite history. This is what Rachel was telling her audience 6 months ago today. Quote, the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them. The virus cannot use that person to go anywhere else. And what's the source? MSNBC. The transcripts of the Rachel Maddow show on March 29th, 2021. Not 6 years ago, not 16 years ago, 6 months ago. She told everyone that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not harm them, does not affect them, they can't get sick, the virus does not use that person, cannot use that person to infect anyone else, and it all turned out to be a complete lie. Now, even if you disagree with me that the vaccine is completely useless and it's dangerous and it's deadly, the only argument you could make is it prevents people from being hospitalized or dying, that COVID is less severe when getting it. And I find that to be completely untrue, by the way, and I'll debate you on it because Israel proves it's not true, England proves it's not true, and a lot of the stats in America prove it's not true. The VAERS accident report proves it's not true, but that's okay. Even if that's your argument, just listen to the words of Rachel Maddow. The virus stops every vaccinated person. Lie, not true. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus, but it doesn't infect them. Lie, not true. Every day you see breakthrough infections in the media. And the virus cannot use that person to go anywhere else. In other words, it won't infect anyone else. You're not contagious. Lies, not true. As a matter of fact, the biggest spreaders of virus are people who are vaccinated. They have more viral load in their noses, based on science, than people who are actually unvaccinated. And they're very reckless and careless because they think, I'm vaccinated, I can do whatever I want, I can go out in public. And they're the ones spreading COVID. So Steve says, never forget and never let them forget. They didn't ban you, Wayne, for being wrong. Twitter banned you for being right. Thank you, Steve. Very good stuff. Very good ammo. Don't let Rachel Maddow rewrite history. They lie about everything. They lied about everything. They continue to lie about everything. They're liars. That's what liars do. And by the way, almost every lawyer in America is a Democrat, is a liberal. They're the ones who aid these movements. You know what the difference is between a lawyer and a liar? Spelling. Most lawyers are Democrats. Ergo, they're all lying. They get paid to lie. So don't tell me that you can't get infected. We all know you can get infected. That's a fact. Actually, I started the show with the story of the former Notre Dame professor who said on Twitter, damn the unvaccinated, and he dies 2 weeks after receiving his third COVID shot. And then I told you about the bombshell from attorney Thomas Renz, who disclosed that over 48,000 senior citizens on Medicare died soon after getting the COVID shot. Folks, this is happening all around us. People are getting the shot and dying, getting the shot and dying, getting the shot and dying. And nobody's talking about it. As a matter of fact, he used the stats. Thomas Renz, the attorney, famous class action lawyer. And I don't like class action lawyers, but in this case, I'm on his team. He used the stats. These 48,000 people all died. Let me make sure I'm right here. Hold on. Let me make sure I'm 100% right. I'm going to read it with you. I believe he said they all died within 14 days of getting the vaccine, because I guess that's his way of proving they got the vaccine and they died quickly thereafter. But my argument is people all over America getting the vaccine and dying 3 months later, 4 months later, 6 months later, 8 months later, a year later, 2 years later, you're going to see 3 years later. In other words, 2.5 years from now, you're going to see lots and lots of people die. Millions of people, in my opinion, from what I've read, will die off from the damage from this vaccine. It destroys your organs. It destroys your blood. It fills your body with blood clots. And they strangle and suffocate your organs from all the blood clots in your body from the vaccine. So people are going to die 6 months down the line and have already, and they're going to die 3 months down the line and have already, but they're mostly going to die a year and 2 years and 3 years. Most of the death hasn't even happened yet from the vaccine. And here he's talking about within 14 days of receiving the vaccine, 19,400 old people died. These are people less than 80 years old, but seniors on Medicare, died within 14 days of receiving the COVID vaccine, and 28,000 people died that are over the age of 80, on Medicare within 14 days of receiving the vaccine. So that's a total of 48,465. And that's revealed in the Medicare tracking system. Are you going to argue with the Medicare tracking system? Are you going to say the Medicare tracking system doesn't work? It's wrong? It's a lie? Really? So the point I was going to make is he's saying 14 days as the metric. That's the metric Thomas Renz, the class action lawyer, is using. But I wonder if he realizes that anyone who dies of COVID, I didn't say of the vaccine, of COVID, within 14 days, there's that metric again, 14 days, within 14 days of getting the COVID vaccine is counted as unvaccinated by the CDC. So even the people that are dying of COVID itself, if you're dying within 14 days of being vaccinated, you don't count as vaccinated, you count as unvaccinated, according to the CDC. Now, wouldn't that be great in life if I owned, a mayonnaise company, just making this up off the top of my head. I owned a mayonnaise company, and every time someone died within 14 days of eating rotten, poison, black mayonnaise, right, that went bad, my mayonnaise, killed them. If they died within 14 days, I could count them as not dying of mayonnaise, even though they ate my mayonnaise and the mayonnaise had black mold in it. It doesn't matter. They died within 14 days. It doesn't count. They count as unmayonnaised. Can you imagine how easy life would be if a businessman could do that? It counts as unmayonnaised if you ate mayonnaise with black mold and you die within 14 days. But if you die on the 15th day, we can count you as mayonnaised. They must know, the CDC and Big Pharma, and the vaccine companies, they all must know that most people who are going to die after being vaccinated are going to die within 14 days. Because that's why they erase that stat. Because if they die within 14 days, they're counted as unvaccinated. So I wonder if Renz knows that. He's talking about deaths within 14 days, but they're vaccinated people, but they must be counting as unvaccinated. They may be in the Medicare tracking system, but they don't count officially when stats are put out by the CDC. All right, but let me get to the story I didn't get to in hour one. Whistleblower alleges Mayorkas is threatening to terminate significant portion of the Border Patrol workforce if they don't get vaccinated by November. Listen, the type of people listen to my show, lots of cops listen to my show, lots of prison guards listen to my show, lots of FBI listen to my show, lots of border guards listen to my show. Show me a macho military type of thinking law enforcement officer, and I'll show you a Wayne Root fan and a Wayne Root listener. And I keep getting letters from all of them saying, I will not be vaxxed. I've heard what you say, Wayne. I will not be vaxxed. And I will not be vaxxed. Therefore, I'm going to have to either quit or be fired. And I've got 18 years in on a 20-year pension. What a nightmare. So it's just so scary, all of it, what's happening to our first responders, the brave heroes of America, the people that I love the most, and they're the ones they're screwing over. Isn't that amazing? I think it's amazing. And now he's going to screw over the Border Patrol. And I keep saying, if there aren't enough cops, what's going to happen when you call 911? If there aren't enough firemen, what's going to happen when you call 911 and your house is on fire? When you're getting mugged and you need the policeman, what happens when he arrives in 6 hours to just put the toe tag on your body instead of to prevent it or to fight the guy in the midst of the crime? 6 hours later, you're long dead. 6 minutes later, you're long dead. So when those cops start resigning, what's going to happen? And then, now you see, it's the Border Patrol. What's going to happen to our country when there aren't enough Border Patrol agents? Well, actually, there aren't enough Border Patrol agents now. But when you get rid of a third of them because they won't take the vaccine, and I'm probably low with that number. I don't know. I saw the poll. I talked about it on the show. 65% of San Diego police union members say they will rather quit or be fired than take the jab. 65%. What if 65% of border agents quit or got fired because they won't take the vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, which is a jab? What would happen to the border? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to America. It's a bad, bad, bad situation. When we get back, I'll tell you what's happening to Australia. If America becomes Australia, we are in such danger. My God, my God, my God. Just never forget about Rachel Maddow. The virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person doesn't get affected, and a vaccinated person can't spread it. She just said that 6 months ago. Lie, lie, lie.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Dave is a great fan of this show in Pennsylvania. And Dave says, Wayne, to make it even worse, because he's responding to everything I'm saying about how bad we're being treated with the vaccines, they're trying to fire the police. They're trying to fire the fire. They're trying to fire the border agents and the prison guards and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the average American is being forced between taking the jab and losing their job, losing their income, and therefore losing their home. They're trying to force you that if you quit because you don't want the jab, you don't even get unemployment. So now you're just completely cut loose, cut adrift with nothing. They're trying to ruin our lives. And Dave says that to make it even worse, Wayne, the people doing this to us stole the election. Right? That's the point. That's why they stole the election. Get it? This was the plan. Use COVID to steal the election. And after you steal the election, you could do whatever you want. Torture the people. You can do whatever you want. Send them to re-education camps. Lock down the country. Mask them. Force vax them. Force them to lose their jobs. Force them to starve. They can't go to restaurants. They can't go to supermarkets. Distract them. Ruin Afghanistan. Ruin our image around the world. Ruin our relationship with Israel. Open the border and invite the whole world in. All of them. Let everyone in. No matter how diseased they are, no matter how poor they are, no matter how unskilled they are, how angry they are, how violent they are, how needy they are, let them all in and charge the people of America, the citizens, the taxpayers, charge them with the bill. Well, these people are let in and given everything free and allowed to vote and vote their way and vote us out. This is what I learned at Columbia University. Cloward Piven. Bankrupt the country. Destroy the country. Distract the country. Put the country in crisis. And take over the country and turn it into a communist country. And they're doing it with two Trojan horses. COVID and the open border are the way they're doing it. They're wiping out the country with a combination of COVID and open borders after rigging and stealing the election. Pretty clear what's going on. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. It's a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISPN and confiscated by your government, probably to blackmail you one day or imprison you one day. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA for business, for family, for personal. Three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month. That's right, $6.95 a month for total secrecy and privacy. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So Australia's astonishing tyranny keeps growing. Remember, these were all people that were in the penal colony. They were all prisoners in England and Scotland and Ireland, and they were sent to Australia as prisoners. That was their punishment, to go to Australia. And they had lots of rebellions. They had to declare martial law. Today they're letting them march all over them. But Australia itself is returning to its roots as one big giant prison. You know the story. 2 weeks to control the spread of COVID became indefinite dictatorship and total suspension of basic human rights. In the course of the last 18 months, Australia's state and federal governments have banned citizens from leaving the country, banned citizens from entering the country with threats of 5 years in prison, banned citizens and residents from crossing state borders, banned citizens and residents from traveling further than 5 miles from home without permission. In the name of COVID, Australian police have tracked a large fast food order to a party to fine guests $26,000 for an unauthorized gathering. Coming to America soon.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal blasted President Biden's top defense officials on Tuesday at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing on the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Supervise action so that we can get out of Afghanistan the Americans that remain there. And I will tell you, we don't have an estimate on the number, because nobody is in charge right now.
The visibly frustrated Blumenthal was largely focused on the status of the U.S. evacuation effort after the military left. Walmart said on Wednesday it was planning to hire about 150,000 new U.S. store workers, most of them permanent and full-time, in preparation for the busy holiday season. The U.S. retailer also said it would offer extra hours to many of its store workers during the period. Days after rival Target Corporation also said it would provide more work hours for its retail employees. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
It's Chris. Wayne will be back shortly. I've just paged him on the intercom. You are listening to Wayne Allen.
I'm here. I know I'm late. I know. We on the air now? You there? Oh, he didn't tell me whether we're on the air or not. We're on the air. There we go. I've had a business call, and I was just friendly. I looked at my watch, and I was like, oh, no. Oh, no, it's late, isn't it? All right, we've got our guest here, Dr. Shiva. Dr. Shiva's with us. Entrepreneur, holds four degrees from MIT, easy for me to say. Invented email, literally invented email, former U.S. Senate candidate in Massachusetts, and was intricately involved in the Arizona audit, and I wanted to get him on the show. I asked Andrew Paul, my executive producer, to get him on the show so that we could discuss what really happened in Arizona, which is so different than what the media portrays as happened in Arizona. Just another example of pure mainstream media fraud and bias and in my opinion, just a total communist takeover of the United States, where nothing in truth counts anymore. Only propaganda counts. Only lies count. Only slander counts. There is no truth in the mainstream media. Nothing matters anymore but their agenda. Dr. Shiva, you're on with Wayne Allyn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So what do you think about my analysis of this, the way it was reported versus the way that it actually happened and the way the audit broke down are like night and day, and all I can conclude is the media had already written their stories before they ever saw the results of the audit, and the story was Biden won and there's nothing to see here, move on, and they don't want to report one thing about the audit, just like they didn't want to report one thing about Hunter Biden's laptop. It's just pure fraud and fantasy.
Well, the reality is, you know, what I shared in the analysis I did, which we were asked to do, we were commissioned by the Arizona State Senate to do an audit of the, let me be very specific, when, you know, nearly 92% of the ballots that in Maricopa County, which is the largest county in Arizona, close to 2 million ballots came in there. 92% of those are what are called, what you would call mail-in ballots, but the larger aspect of that is called the early voting ballots, okay, EVBs. And so when you put your ballot in.
Hello? Did we lose Dr. Shiva? All right, we'll have to get him on. This is one of those segments, huh? First Wayne's late, and then Dr. Shiva disappears. It's probably the mainstream media. They kidnapped me at first, and now they've kidnapped him. I'm just kidding. It was just a simple disconnect, and I was just late because I was on a business call. But look, it's pretty.
Yeah.
There he goes. We got it back in. Dr. V.A. Shiva, pick up where you left off, Dr. Shiva.
Yeah. When if someone votes, anyone listening out there, if you vote with an early voting ballot or slash mail-in ballot, you typically you fill out your ballot and you put it in what's called an envelope, a return envelope. They give you that. And then you sign your name on that return envelope and you may put your phone number on it and the date. And then that is sent in. So when these, you know, 1.9 million plus return envelopes come in, the first step that happens, Wayne, and there's lots of different processes, but one of the processes is they take an image of those envelopes, okay? Those envelopes are all scanned.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have a big database of all of these images. Then what happens is before the envelopes are opened, the reviewers, typically volunteers, election officials, will look at the image, right? So you're on a computer screen and you see an envelope image. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to determine, first of all, is there a signature in the signature box? There's a very specific box that says, put your signature here. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't follow instructions and they'll write their signature elsewhere. But it's supposed to go into this box. And then the reviewer looks, first of all, is there a signature? And if they look in that and they see something that looks like a signature, then they're supposed to go to the voter registration database. Or in some place, they have the Department of Motor Vehicles database. And when you filled out your license, your signature. And they're supposed to do a 27-point analysis to see if the signature on the envelope matches a signature, okay?
Mm.
Now, you can imagine these people who are trained to do this are not professional forensic signature people. They're sort of, you know, they have other day jobs. And they have about 5 seconds to review that, not like hours. Now, if it sort of looks like it matches, they say, okay, But if they don't know if it really does, they're unsure, then they're in Arizona, they do a process called curing, C-U-R-I-N-G, where they try to cure it by giving the person a chance to let them know. So typically, if there's a phone number, they'll call up that person. And they'll say, hey, Wayne, is this your signature? You sent this in. And what's your name? And that kind of thing, right? What's your voter ID? You see? If they confirm it, then that signature goes through. All right?
Okay.
Now, when you looked at the Maricopa results, they reported they had a certain number of total signatures, Wayne, that they approved, okay, out of all the ones that they got, which means verified and approved. And if you want to know what that count is, I can give you that count if you're interested.
Okay. Yep.
And that count was 1.918,463,000. So they said 1.918,463,000 unique return envelopes came to them. And out of that, they verified and approved 1.915,487,000.
Okay?
Okay. Now, so the interesting thing is about 1,455, to be specific, they said had no signatures, which means the person didn't put a signature, it was blank. 587, they said, were blank signatures, which bad signatures, okay? Which means they checked and they couldn't find it, right? Like, they were bad signatures. And then about 930. Let me just put this in perspective. So, I mean, I've read off a bunch of numbers, but a simple way of thinking about this is the number of bad signatures that they reported, okay, was only 587, okay? Only 587 out of all of those 1.9 million were seen to be bad. To give you an idea, that's 0.031%. 0.03 of 1% is what they said were bad signatures. Now, even the left-wing, you know, newspapers like The Atlantic or the New York, Los Angeles Times or magazines like The Atlantic have said that analyzing signatures and signature matching is a black art. In fact, they've called it a witchcraft, right? So, and to give you what another way of looking at 587 out of this 1.9 million, if you took all the ballots which they approved and you stacked them all up, that would reach a height of around 630 feet, which is the height of the St. Louis Arch in Missouri, okay?
that's a big
and the height of the ballot that they did not, that they said were bad signatures, would be about 2.5 inches on a good day, okay? Now, that means a very 0.031% are what they said were bad signatures, okay? And they're saying okay. The rest were good signatures, okay? So,
again,
that was one of the anomalies we pointed out. Our job was to not say there's fraud or no fraud. Our job was to say, hey, look, are there, from a scientific perspective, you know, me with all those degrees at MIT, my field has been pattern recognition and analysis for over 40 years. So this was something we thought was an anomaly, okay? Now, we ourselves, remember, they didn't ask us to do signature verification. They asked us to look in that box and see, was there a signature? Was there a scribble? Okay, a scribble was where there was very little number of pixels in there. And we ourselves found out 2,580 scribbles, okay? So if all of those were bad signatures, we ourselves would have detected, you know, 350% more bad signatures than they found, all right? The second thing that was interesting is that if you look back in Maricopa County itself, 4 years ago, they had about 1.2 million mail-in ballots, okay? This year, they had 1.9 million. More mail-in ballots this year, right? So if you have more mail-in ballots, you would think the number of signatures they found bad should also be more, right?
But they found less.
You had 1.2 million bad signatures. I mean, 1.2 million ballots in mail-in ballots in 2016 in Maricopa County. And they found in 2016 about 1,500 bad signatures. Got it? 1.2 million and 1,500. Okay. This year, they had close to 2 million mail-in ballot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
50% more mail-in ballot, so you would think you should have at least 50% more bad signatures, right?
Right.
Interesting enough, they only had 587. Okay? Which means the number of bad signatures went down by 50%. So you have 50% more mail-in ballots, but you have 50% less bad signatures. Okay? Either they've gotten very good at doing signature mismatches. Okay? So that's another problem. Okay? What we called an anomaly.
Well, you know, Dr. Shiva, let me interrupt for a second. First of all, the music's on, so we're going to break. Can you stay with us through the break and finish up on the other side of the break? Yes? Okay. I wanted to mention to you that in Nevada, where I am, which is, it's a carbon copy. I'm telling you, they all got together in Clark County, which is Las Vegas, and Maricopa, which is Phoenix, and they have the same scheme here as they have there. And first of all, you're not even mentioning, where I live, we believe hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are voting because they all go get their driver's license, and they're automatically registered to vote. So at that point, it's not even illegal voting. It's illegal registration done at the DMV, and then they're allowed to vote. Nobody shows ID. So that's another scam separate from everything you're talking about. And there was no signature matching at all in Clark County. They used machines, and the machines had an error rate that was astronomical. They just said, everything's okay. I'm sure Maricopa was exactly alike. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Shiva. Wayne Allen. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests. Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get in the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, Tangible Investments, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coins dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation. It means they're the best in the world at what they do. But the big advantage for you, by far, is that Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealer in the country. Tangible, therefore, can sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Unheard of. Who does that? No one ever, anywhere. Just say Root for Wayne Allen Root. That's it. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. 800-300-8441. Or do it online at TII1.com. All right, back with Dr. Shiva. We want to talk about the Arizona audit. Listen, you know how quick radio goes, Dr. Shiva. It goes very fast. You just sum up for me what the media said about this thing and what you believe the actual audit proved.
Well, remember, we did one part of the audit. We were involved in looking at the mail-in ballot images. And, you know, our audit discovered what we call anomalies. And these anomalies have now been forwarded to the Arizona State Senate, which has now sent them to the Attorney General of Arizona. And he has asked us to submit more evidence. This is all public. And he wants to proceed to a full-blown investigation. Remember, fraud is a criminal term, right? And ultimately, in a legal sense, the person who determines fraud is the Attorney General of Arizona. So what we have discovered is about 11 different anomalies, which we put into our 99-page report. And those anomalies bring to the forefront that from the time an envelope goes in, from the time they're imaged, from the time the ballots are open, long before even the count takes place, there are some process issues which are concerning that don't make sense. And the Maricopa County election officials, we've given them the opportunity to answer to these anomalies. Maybe all of them are fine. Maybe all of them are bad. Maybe some of them are bad. Maybe some of them are good. But for everyone, whether you're on the left or the right, what we have discovered from an engineering systems approach are anomalies that should be addressed anyway. Either they should answer them. For example, we discovered 17,322 duplicates, which means 17,126 unique voters submitted 2 or more ballots. Okay? They didn't even report on that. Maybe they're fine. Maybe 2 came in. Maybe they only counted 1. That's something they have to address. We found in a number of voters And this is all. We have all the images and everything. Mm-hmm. We have an individual, several individuals who had at least, and this was just through an inspection where a person had two voter IDs. So imagine you have two Social Security numbers, okay? And you submitted two ballots. However, both ballots have your name on it, your same address and your same phone number, and the signatures match, which means now that's a little bit concerning because you have a person having two voter IDs. And those, were they counted or not? So we were put into the position of finding anomalies. And that's what we did. All of them are now with the Attorney General of the state of Arizona. So we're taking a very methodical approach.
But none of this is going to overturn the election, right? None of it is going to change the results of the election based on what you're telling me. Correct?
Yeah, look, it's like this. You know when the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up? Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Remember in January 26th? Well, the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up. Are you going to change that? No, the Space Shuttle blew up. However, there was a guy called Alan McDonald, who was a great engineer, another guy called Roger Bosley, who kept saying, hey, look, there's some process issues here. We should not be flying the space shuttle with this O-ring, which was never tested at zero below, you know, freezing. And because of the politics, they went and ran the space shuttle. When you look at the modern election voting systems, Wayne, they are complex engineering systems, no different than an aeronautical system, right? No different than any systems we have. And the fact that when I was selected to do this audit, the level of racism that was unleashed by the quote-unquote media, okay, liberal media, against a guy who's got 4 degrees, you know, has done 43 years of pattern recognition classification, immediately reducing me to, they would say Dr. Shivaya Dure, wouldn't even say doctor, okay? Conspiracy theorist, anti-vaxxer, and the guy who claims he invented email. When I did invent email, when my position has been we need to take a personalized approach to medicine, and my position has been that we should question things. And all of this came from the liberal elite media who do not like a dark-skinned guy like me.
Of course.
Bringing up issues. They're the racists.
Dr. Shiva, I'm a light-skinned guy, and they hate me, too, and say bad things about me and slander me every day.
Right.
I've never questioned Obama's birth in my life, and every article says Wayne Root is a birther. I've never mentioned his birth in my entire life. It just shows you.
Yeah.
They just slander and destroy and give out propaganda when they don't like you and you're a conservative and you're a patriot. The music's on. We just got to run. Dr. V.A. Shiva, entrepreneur. Invented email, former U.S. Senate candidate in Massachusetts, participated in the audience, in Arizona. Brilliant, brilliant guy. Love having your insights. Thank you for coming on. Thanks for all you do for America. Let's try and keep fighting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Plans.